We're now joined by Josh Nelson of SouthsideSox.com, part of the SB Nation family. Josh, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. Let's start with the latest White Sox trade of Todd Frazier, Tommy Canley, David Robertson to the Yankees for the main piece is Blake Rutherford, the young prospect. Tyler Clippard's in the deal, and then a couple other players. What were your thoughts on the overall makeup of that trade?
Well, with the Yankees trade, I think the biggest benefit for the Chicago White Sox, obviously, getting Blake Rutherford helps. He's in the top five.
He gone.
We lost him.
Mine, our managing editor, Jim Margulis, wrote a good piece about this on SouthsideSox.com. But the first part of the trade is simply trying to dump salary for Todd Frazier, David Robertson. With the Chicago White Sox, I know they surprised everyone signing Luis Robert. That's not a sign that they're suddenly going to start spending a lot of money. And by a lot of money, I mean they're going to start suddenly have a payroll of $150 million or more. They obviously knew that they needed to trade David Robertson this season to save cash to help pay for some of the tax. So they can sign a player like Luis Robert. And, of course, when Robert does join the major leagues, he'll be on a rookie contract, even though he had a significant bonus. So for the White Sox or the Yankees deal, it's not as quite as good as what they got for Jose Quintana, Adam Eaton, and Chris Sale. It is a good return because of Blake Rutherford, especially if he pans out. But make no mistake about it, the White Sox were trying to dump salary, and they found a partner in the New York Yankees.
Yeah, let's go back to the Quintana trade. I'm a Northside guy, so you know I look at the trade for the Cubs, and I think it's really works out because they get a pitcher under control under a great contract through 2020. And really, the question I think was where is Jimenez going to play? But the White Sox get a great return, and they just stack up this farm system even more. Do you think the cost was partially because it was Northside and Southside making the deal?
No, I think the cost is that, from what I understand, Rick Hahn texted Theo Epstein, the president of the Chicago Cubs, on the Sunday before the All-Star game. It just happened to be coincidence that John Lester allowed 10 runs in the first inning to the Pittsburgh Pirates, which, by the way, shout out to the Pirates, they're only two games back in the National League Central right now.
Yes.
Because of that timing and a great interview that was in The Athletic Chicago, Sahadev Sharma sat down with Theo Epstein. And if you get a chance to read that piece, you get a little insight of who Theo Epstein is as a person. And he says himself that he gets a little bit angry when the team is losing. Well, giving up 10 runs of the first inning from your staff ace and John Lester probably ignited those talks further, because the White Sox did have serious offers from the Milwaukee Brewers, the New York Yankees, and Atlanta Braves. And that text message from Rick Hahn to Theo Epstein was just kind of, you know, courtesy of, hey, I have serious offers for Quintana. We're going to move him soon. If you want Quintana, this is your last chance. And Theo on Tuesday went back to Rick Hahn and said, we're comfortable moving Eloy Jimenez, which instantly put the Cubs in front of everybody else. So I do think it is because of a need, because the Cubs at that time were 5.5 games back at the Milwaukee Brewers. They knew they needed started pitching help. Quintana's only made one start, and all of a sudden it's given the Cubs a big boost, because now they're only a game and a half back of the Milwaukee Brewers in the standings. Quintana goes on Sunday against the St. Louis Cardinals. There's a lot of confidence, a lot of buzz in the North Side, because I live in Chicago, that we saw from the Cubs from last year. But as far as that price, it was just a matter of the Cubs needed to outbid the Yankees, Brewers, and Braves to get Quintana.
Talking with Josh Nelson of Southside Sox, part of the SB Nation family. You can follow him on Twitter at @SSS_JoshNelson. Josh, looking at the rest of the trade deadline, we got about 9-10 days left. What else are you seeing for the White Sox? Could it be, you know, there's veterans like Melky, Anthony Swarzak, the reliever. Who else do you see could possibly be moved from this team?
I think Anthony Swarzak is going to get moved in the next 9 days, because there's really no reason why the White Sox need him on the roster. He becomes a free agent after the year. So if a team's looking for just a pure rental reliever to help them out in the sixth, seventh inning, Anthony Swarzak is a good add. He will not be expensive. So for White Sox fans listening to this, hoping that the White Sox can get a top 100 prospect for Anthony Swarzak, not happening.
Right.
Dan Jennings, their left-hander out of the bullpen, he pitched very well last night, faced seven batters. got them all out, struck out three against the Kansas City Royals. He's been pitching pretty well this year, so if a team's looking for a left-hander of the bullpen, he can go. But, I mean, guys, look at what the Tigers got for J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez is way better than Melky Cabrera. And the Tigers, in my opinion, didn't get much at all for J.D. Martinez. I mean, if the White Sox move Melky Cabrera, I think it's just another opportunity for them to save cash.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be more important for them to save whatever money's left on his salary for this year and just grab maybe, you know, a fringe prospect or two. But it's not to move Melky Cabrera to add another impact prospect to the system. It'd be to save more money so they could pay for Luis Robert.
All right, let me ask about Avi Garcia, because he's had this incredible start to the season, all-star. But who is this guy? He's 26 years old. Is he this year's Avi Garcia, or is he what we've seen before, and this is just a flash of greatness that's going to go away, like, and it's going to be a terrible mistake one day that they didn't move him? Like, is he real? Is he legit, or is he just playing well?
I don't know about legit. We're going to have to wait more than just having one good year before ever calling Avi Garcia legit. Has Avi turned a corner? In some ways he has, especially offensively. I thought with his BABIP crashing from the mid-400s to the high-300s that his batting average would far dip below 300. That still hasn't been the case. He's still hitting for some power, maybe not home run power, but with his speed, he, you know, he's still hitting some doubles. He's still productive with runners in scoring position. And I'm as surprised as anyone else about Avi Garcia. Camp that the White Sox should just DFA him before the year. Just let him go and let somebody else take his spot, because I lost all faith in Avi Garcia. And in a little way, I get mad sometimes. You're like, Avi, where was this play last year when the White Sox desperately needed it? Come on, man. But moving forward, it'll be interesting with Avi. I think the White Sox will decide to keep Avi and see what they can get out of him next year. Because they don't really have anybody, guys, in AAA that you can pencil in the 2018 Chicago White Sox roster to be an everyday starter. I mean, they're going to let Melky Cabrera go because he's a free agent. And I can't give you a solid answer who's going to replace Melky Cabrera on the roster next year. So if they have to replace two corner outfielders just to get through a marathon season, that may be too much. So I see the White Sox keeping Avi for that sake and just seeing where this story turns up at the end. But I could see them moving Melky Cabrera in August during one of those famous waiver deals where they put him on waivers, a team claims him, and then they move him and try to save some cash.
We're talking with Josh Nelson of SouthsideSox.com. One of my, you know, me being a White Sox guy, love the podcast. I listen to it all the time. I've hosted with you before a few times.
Yeah.
What, looking forward now, Quintana's been moved. When are we going to see, especially Reynaldo Lopez, one of the top prospects that got back for Eaton, been pitching out of his mind in AAA these last six, seven, eight starts. When are we going to see guys like him and Lucas Giolito moving up to the big leagues so, you know, maybe they can get a few months with Coop under their belts?
Well, with Reynaldo Lopez, there may be some pressure within the White Sox organization to make his first start with the Chicago White Sox against the Chicago Cubs on the Southside Guaranteed Rate Field this upcoming Wednesday or Thursday. For Lucas Giolito, he really struggled in his last start. He could not get out of the second inning. He allowed five runs, five hits, three walks, and he struck out three. Giolito's been pitching a lot better than that. It's just a bad performance. But for Giolito, it's been an up-and-down year. I think Lucas Giolito gets a call-up in September to have a month's work with pitching coach Don Cooper. And, you know, if he needs more work or the White Sox want more work with him, obviously that's going to be more during spring training. But for right now in this season, obviously we've seen Yoan Moncada. He's made an impact. He had a good game last night, four RBIs, the triple with the bases loaded. And with Reynaldo Lopez, I do think he'll be called up next week to face the Chicago Cubs. Best of luck, buddy. And then Giolito will be called up in September. After that, I'm not exactly sure how the White Sox will handle calling up some of the prospects. I think Carson Fulmer is better off being in the bullpen, and I think that's a conversation the White Sox need to have, not only with Carson Fulmer, but also Tyler Danish. If those two pitching prospects want to be in Chicago sooner than later, it's probably best for them to start learning how to pitch out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I completely agree. Great stuff, Josh. We really appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon as this rebuild continues.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much.